Between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we're talking to Dr. Jennifer Vipond, a pediatrician from Elm Grove, running as a Republican in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Dr. Vipond, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, you have take a half a minute or so to pitch yourself to voters in the district and tell them why you're running.
Well, as you said, I'm a pediatrician. I work in Waukesha, and I entered this race because we need a sensible approach to health care policy. For years, Congress has issued policies that really shift rather than reduce health care costs. We have Obamacare. We have the Republican bill. Neither of those are health care bills. Those are health insurance bills. In the meantime, absolutely nothing has been done to actually control the cost of health care. Health care costs are skyrocketing. Families are being crushed. Small businesses are being crushed. And there is not a sensible solution to this problem that I foresee. And I see every day families who are less and less able to afford health care. And I just want to make a difference and take 6 years out of my practice, see what I can do to make things better, and then get back to work.
What kind of policies do you think the federal government could enact that would tackle those, as you say, health care costs, not just shifting around how costs are paid for?
Well, for example, I work for ProHealthcare, and we have a group of Medicare patients that we treat differently. We have a different way of looking at their cost and their billing. So we've partnered with insurance companies. We do what's called population health, where that cohort of patients, we get a set payment from the insurance company. We are responsible for their health care. As a result, we look at a holistic view of their health care. For example, if you're in that group and you have diabetes, you don't just see the doctor twice a year. You're contacted by nurses. You work with nutritionists. You have people talk to you about your exercise schedules. There's technology connections. Looking at your whole picture so that when you do come back to see the doctor, there's been some progress made in the meantime. Working with this method has saved 28% on that group compared to comparable Medicare patients in a usual fee-for-service program. And we do something similar with Medicaid patients at the 16th Street Clinic in Waukesha. The 16th Street Clinic runs a clinic that's for uninsured and low-income people. They take care of 18% of Waukesha's Medicaid patients and use only 3% of the Medicaid money. Again, it's a population health-based approach, partnering with the insurance companies. It reduces costs. It also improves outcomes, better quality metrics, better care overall. And that's just one aspect of it.
Now, before we dig into some other issues, I want to get into some of the other things that Congress will be facing. You're running as a Republican challenger to longtime incumbent James Sensenbrenner. How do you make the case to Republican voters in the 5th District that it's time for a change to carry the Republican standard?
Well, you know, I respect Sensenbrenner's service to our community. He's been there for 40 years. But at this point, I feel that there are some issues that are not being adequately addressed, healthcare being the number one. I live in the community. I work in the community. As a pediatrician, I have seen the devastation from the opioid epidemic, and I have not been impressed with the sluggish response from Congress. My first patient who died of a heroin overdose was in 2008, and in that time, there has been little done, and what has been done has not been given funding. I don't know that when you're that separated from your community, you see the devastation that's wrought and you see the urgency. While they're dragging their feet, 115, 125 people are dying every day. In the meantime, Big Pharma lobbies, and there's been some decisions made in Congress that really should have had physician guidance. For example, in 2015, when they unanimously stripped the DEA of its ability to block huge, questionable shipments of pain pills. I mean, this worsened the epidemic. If there had been any physician guidance in those discussions, they would have known that, you know, for example, Williamson, West Virginia didn't need 21 million pain pills for its population of 3,000. I am not supported by special interest money. I am not supported by Big Pharma. I'm able to look beyond the special interest money and actually do what is best for the constituents of District 5 and of the United States.
Talking to Dr. Jennifer Vipond, a pediatrician from Elm Grove, talking about her campaign as a Republican in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Dr. Vipond, stepping aside from health-related issues for a moment, immigration is a big issue, an ongoing issue in Congress, border security, legal outcomes for DACA recipients. What are your views on these immigration issues?
Well, our immigration system is completely broken. And before we do anything to fix it, we need to secure the border. If there's not a border security plan in place, which includes some physical structure, some technology structure, if we don't have that first, there's no sense fixing immigration. Once that is in place, we need to put together a reasonable approach to immigration. I think there should be some merit-based immigration, and I think the DACA recipients should be given a path towards a green card and then citizenship, with limited family migration along with it.
And the president has increased tariffs, and we're seeing back-and-forth tariffs with a lot of countries. We're hearing from some Wisconsin farmers and others that they're already feeling the impact. What are your views on the president's tariff plans?
Yeah, I think it was a mistake to put tariffs on our allies. I think with our allies, we would have been much better off starting with negotiations. With the EU particularly, we put tariffs, they counter-tariffed. At the end of it all, we dropped all the tariffs, and now we're negotiating. We should have started with negotiation because we need our allies to go up against the real bad actors like China. So I would say negotiate with our allies, save the tariffs for the foes such as China, the true bad actors, the people who are stealing our technology.
Staying with jobs and the economy, we've seen this long, gradual recovery from the Great Recession. But there are concerns in Wisconsin and around the country that wages haven't gone up along with that, both under President Obama and under President Trump. Any economic proposals that might help that?
Yeah, well, I've met with many of the school superintendents to talk about workforce development. And one of the problems that we have right now is an acute lack of skilled workers for some of our businesses. And I think wages would go up if we had a better supply of skilled workers, and because those skilled workers would be paid better. I've met with the school superintendents talking about ways to promote programs that take high school students who might not be ready or willing to go to college, put them through tech and trade programs. I've seen programs where high school students get out of high school with two certifications in tool and die. They're put in with businesses, the schools are partnering with businesses, and these 18-year-old kids come out of high school with a good career, a good paying job with good benefits and a good future. And I think that's the way to increase the wages, is to develop a better skilled workforce in our area.
Do you see any issues really specific to Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District that you think are maybe being overlooked in Washington?
Well, I think the dairy farmers are really being hurt. They have lost so many markets, and now with the tariffs, they're really at risk. And the thing is, some of the major corporations can weather the storm, can hold out a year or so while the tariffs are working or not working, but the farmers can't. The farmers are family farmers. A year without income is devastating. And I don't think they're getting enough attention, certainly not from Congress at this point.
And as we start to wrap up, if you were elected as a Republican, do you see areas where you could cooperate potentially with Democratic colleagues in Congress?
Yeah, and that was another reason why I entered this race. We have such a polarized Congress that there's very little movement going forward. And in order to move our country forward, we're going to need to work together. So I honestly see a lot of places where I could have some overlap with limitations.
What limitations do you see?
Well, for example, with gun violence, I believe that we should have red flag laws, which are laws that remove guns temporarily from people who are suicidal. And I believe that we should have background checks if you sell to a stranger. So for online sales, there should be background checks. I wouldn't go beyond that. I do not believe in a ban on semi-automatics. I don't believe in a federal registry. But I think those two places, if we could come together on just those two issues, it wouldn't affect gun violence as much as it would affect suicides, which is the cause of 60% of gun deaths are caused by suicides.
We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Vipon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
That was Dr. Jennifer Vipon, a pediatrician running as a Republican in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us here on the Ideas Network. You can find all of the interviews we've done so far at wisconsinvote.org.